Blog Talk Radio.
Divine, all blessed, peace, love, joy, and prosperity.
You are listening now live to The Divine Prince, Pan-African spiritualist, practitioner, author, and advisor, Hudu Obeya Bokor, sharing with you on all things spiritual, mystical, metaphysical, cosmic, universal, evolutionary, revolutionary, healing, and holistic from a Pan-African Hudu world spiritualist perspective. Understanding that all is indeed a blessing. If you can just see beyond the veils, for it is all just an illusion and a test, one of the greatest divine mysteries of this life cycle. This is my constant prayer, my mantra, affirmation, devotion, reiteration, and my reality. And it is crucial to the very foundation of my understanding, my teaching, my walk, and my works along this divine, all blessed life path and journey. It is how I, the Divine Prince, make sense out of all we are challenged with here in our daily existence on Mother, Father, Earth. And it is my personal place of power, understanding. The place from where I begin and the place from where I realize and crystallize all endeavors. Understanding that I alone create and co-create my divine destiny. And I alone create and co-create my divine reality. That's what it is. Ashe. Today is Monday, June 25th, 2012, and I am emanating and vibrating with you and for you live, virtually, verbally, cosmically, quantum, universally from this work temple of the House of the Divine Prince, Thai America, Thai Potions, and Hudu Central, here in this legendary, historic, beautiful, enchanted, and most haunted city in America, New Orleans, Louisiana. The land of my ancestors and those who came before me along this spiritualist Hudu Obeya life path and journey, passing down the great Obeya stick along with the knowledge of the healing life-giving herbs, roots, plants, rituals, and minerals. Do continue to join me here humbly at high noon U.S. Central Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-divine-prince, and always in archive at your leisure and convenience. My live listening and call-in number today is area code 347-215-8967, 347-215-8967. If you indeed have a question, comment, or request, do press the number one on your telephone keypad, and I will be more than happy to assist you. This is a power lunch, Hudu New Orleans Voodoo Secrets and Recipes, 30-minute broadcast. With about 20 minutes left to show my live listening, call-in number is 347-215-8967. Press the number one. And I will unmute your mic and allow you to present your question and comment or request. And do be mindful, my website where I can be reached utilizing various means virtually 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, operating in 360 degrees of well-documented revelation and manifestation is www.houseofthedivineprince.com. And do continue to recognize and support those qualified ministers, spiritualists, psychics, and practitioners who can be located within the various temple groups that can be found in the center of my Keen profile at www.keen.com/divine-prince. And they can also be found on my campage. At www.mycampage.com/ divine prints. And of course, they can be found in the center of the first page of my website at www.houseofdivineprints.com. I can see you. I can feel you. Numbers are there. I greatly appreciate those of you who do continue to support these powerful practitioners and voices in the King's Chamber and Queen's Chamber of my website. We continue to grow, enrich, and nourish this community. And that is indeed the bottom line for me as well as those who have that understanding. So we greatly appreciate those of you who keep things moving forward. Ashe. I'm going to take us a brief minute. Again, this is a 30-minute power lunch. We do New Orleans food with recipes here with the Divine Prince on Blog Talk Radio at 347-215-8967. All is indeed a blessing. Ashe.
Hegway only. O Batala. Baba.
Baba Merilogun, Baba Leimaru, Baba Kankasi, o Batala desde la Ború, desde la Voce, desde la Bocheche, Ayaguna Leibo, o Chagriñán, Yekun Yekun, o Bamoró Lela, Orizampagua, o Batayana, o Bataiza, o Batala Kankasi, o Batala Virinigua Nigualano, Eru Aye, Baba Fiedenu, o Dungaremu.
Bye-bye. Haremos dudua Babalu olongo e.
Ashe, 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 asho, ashe.
Dala.
Ashe. We indeed do humble and submit ourselves before within to ourselves as spirit. There is a time in our journey, season, daily, periodically, when we must submit and humble ourselves to spirit. In the process of humbling myself, the Divine Prince, to spirit, I've had to make many changes, not only in my ministry and in how I operate in terms of food, voodoo, and Ovia publicly, Ifa, Lokomi, working conjure, but also how I operate as a person, as an individual. And for those of you who have been listening, you know my mantra, my affirmation is, all is a blessing. All is a blessing. So our road marks, if you will, our milestones, our landmarks, those things that help us to keep time. Because time is fluid. Time cannot be contained. Time is governed by place, by position. We can cross the street and walk into another time dimension, another time plane. So time is very connected to place. As I often say, belief is about what we do, not what we say. In this most present place and time, we must always stop and humble ourselves to spirit. It's a universal law. It's a must. It's an obligation. It's not something that we can even play around with in any given way. Because when we do not humble ourselves to spirit, spirit has a way of bringing us to our knees. Egun is speaking strongly. And some of you know there are certain topics, certain areas that I resist going into out of conflict. But some things sometimes have to be said. And in this time space, in this place of virtual reality, of internet, we have created a whole new universe with its own language, its own behaviors, its own illnesses, its own diseases, its own imbalances. It cuts like a two-edged sword. The word cuts like a two-edged sword. And our virtual world of internet reality is a conglomerate of words and numbers brought together rather creatively, rather colorfully, rather vibrantly, but indeed just sound bites of our living reality. So when we consider consciousness, we consider truth, particularly from a Pan-African perspective, we must first start with the self. Now, here is where the conflict begins. We have a traditional, ancient, historic, legendary lineage of Pan-African-based tradition, religion, spiritual practice, and consciousness. But then we have what we have today in this most present moment in time, space, and place. Again, determined by place, where we are in this place in time. So we must consider first consciousness within our own heads. Again, time is anchored to place. So if your place, your head, your house, your consciousness is not clear, then you're searching your way in the mirror. I almost use a Christian word. You're already in sin. You're already bound to fail because we must submit to spirit. In birthing, we submit. In death, we submit. But all that time in between, we seem to have developed a westernized concept of autonomy and control and rulership that is not based in spiritual fact. And I'm going to make this a little clearer because I'm running out of time about what I'm really, really trying to convey here. The internet opens up to a world wide web of information. There's deep symbolism even in just those three words, world, wide, and web. Web can even suggest being caught up in something, which may or may not be for your best interest. But not to digress. Specifically, when we think of ATR, traditional based paths and religions, sciences, consciousness, which we are really truly quick to call it as it is, our science, then we've also embraced New Age Babylonian thought. And sometimes it's very difficult to separate the two as someone who is on a journey. We use words like I'm learning, I'm studying, I'm finding myself in God's time. And all those words have strong positive connotation depending on where you are in space-time. But just shift space-time just a little bit, and they become excuses to your own development. Excuses to avoiding proper initiation. Excuses to avoiding recognition of lineage. Many of you out there are erroneously operating under Botanica-based Santeria, Lakomi, Ifa, Voodoo. You think that because you bought a package at the Botanica that you're working the spirit. I had to learn. You ain't working nothing but some mess. But some mess. What should be that's not there and cannot be bought in a Botanica, cannot be read in a book, cannot be gathered, if you will, like a honeybee. From flower to flower, plant to plant, voyeuristically viewing, and then thinking, and again, falling back on New Age, Christianized God consciousness, which says that I am and I'm complete and I need nothing. Therefore, you know, all this stuff about tradition and having my head marked and initiations and all that stuff, it don't pertain to me. And what happens is you find that you continue on dis-ease and imbalance. And then we bastardize all religion because of our voyeuristic journey on the outskirts of a few books and a few teachers and a few years here and there. And then we say that religion is bad and we need to toss it all out. Never fully actively committing to anything anywhere at any time. And some of this cannot be clarified in words. But those of you who are operating in third eye consciousness, you see and understand. You are already there. You knew where I was coming from before I got to this point, because you submitted the spirit. That's why we use the words mysteries. That's why we talk about keys. That's why we talk about hidden things. Because a lot of this stuff is dangerous. Dangerous. And you'd kill yourself, kill others, and you are killing yourself and you are killing others. And while at the same time claiming God, body, consciousness, disavowing tradition, disavowing lineage, which is a key factor in truly practicing any of the Pan-African traditions, if you didn't know. I had to be corrected. Listen to me. I had to be corrected along my journey. So I'm speaking from experience. Experience. And this culture, led by technology, has also given us that sense of independence from tradition. We can look it up. We can Google it. We can Bing if you like to use Bing. And we think that we have all that there is to have. We think we have some mastery. And it's okay. Understand me. It's okay to study. It's okay to venture. But don't become presumptuous. Don't then lean on your own misunderstanding. Don't then become ego-based and callous in your actions and your communications with the people who have submitted themselves purely, absolutely, to these paths. A part of what my specialty is my diversity of paths. But as my godmother, Mama Yeye, says, you can't mix them. She has mixed paths, but you cannot mix them. Your ifa is in a different room from your voodoo. It's in a different place, a different space, different deities. We're continuing to hear Ishu and Egba and Ilegwa all meshed together. They are very distinct paths, very distinct deities that are not made in the same way, that are not received in the same way. And that's why those of us who like to stereotype, gather just a little bit of information and make some judgments, again, fueled by the internet. The internet gives us the sense that our opinion is more than what it really is. Our opinions as individuals are valuable, but they are not more than what they are. You know, because we can YouTube it and get, you know, 1,000 likes on it and a million people to watch it, doesn't make it real. Doesn't make it evident. Doesn't make it necessary. How many YouTube videos are there of stupid dog tricks and children doing natural things that have gone viral and are making people a lot of money? What do they contribute to your life, to your society? So because someone says and can string some videos together, says that they're great at doing videos. Hello? And if you don't know what to look at, then you don't know what you're looking at anyway. I had to learn that the hard way. It's not the pot. It's not the machete. It's not stone leg behead. It's all the stuff that you see in my pictures and in other people's pictures. You still don't understand the mystery. You still don't know what's underneath the cloth. You don't know what's in the Torah ring. and how that works and how that comes together. And if we are truly operating in tradition, I'm not broadcasting it. And others aren't either. And those who aren't, who are often operating in a very presumptuous way. Because their listening audience is operating in a very presumptuous way. So be clear. This is not about the read. This is not about an overstanding in judgment. This is about being pure, authentic, true. Results. I stand on results. I'm saying from day one. If I'm getting results, coming to me and telling me, oh, I've been to a million people, have spent $1 billion. Hello, when do you look at you and your goings about and what you're looking for and what you're seeking? Because you draw to you what you seek. And if your seeking ain't clear, what are you going to manifest? You can't go into a grocery store, I know some of you do, without a shopping list, without an idea of what you're coming to get, easily persuaded by what's pushed to the end of the aisles, what's up front, not going to take the time to read what's in the box, and then you get home and, oh, I forgot the things I went to the store for, the things I really need, the things that really matter. They count on you doing that. It's in the stores, it's in our advertisement, and it is now, yes, in our religion. They count on you not doing the homework. They count on you not knowing what you're doing. They count on you not wanting to take the time to find out what you're doing. And they count on you looking for the shortcut. And let me be clear, I'm okay with that. Just don't worry me with it. Just don't worry me with it, because I'm clear about it. I often see it coming. But if you've ever read any of my responses, if you've ever read any of my communications, any of my emails, I'm very respectful, very mannerable. My word didn't change a whole lot. Okay, so to say, well, you know, you said one thing. No, I'm a Labor Day Virgo. 9/5. My birthday. I have much more consideration for the tradition. Not just my own integrity, but for the integrity of the traditions. So no, I'm not easily befriended. I'm not easily beguiled. People can't sugarcoat me into secrets, you know. And people do it. People do it. You know, because they count on you giving over to ego. They count on you getting all sugary because they call you God. They call you king. They call you queen. You know. So, beloved, be true to you first. First. And then commit to something by all means. Commit to something. The nomadic, voyeuristic approach to religion and spirituality does not work. When we look back into our continent, our mother continent, we had ethnic groups that are nomadic, but their belief systems are nomadic. Their traditions have a firm foundation, have a base, and then you build from that. But you can't go around, you know, I'm going to get bits and pieces from this one and that one and neither, and then come back to me with the questions. Oh, well, so-and-so said, well, go back to so-and-so. Go back to the Queen Mother. Go back to Papa Who. But if you come to me, I'm going to give it to you right. Because my godparents, Kabo Ifasken and Mama Yeye, will not have it any other way. And I'm not about to get my butt kicked for any of you under any circumstances. So know that they come to the Divine Prince, come correct or don't come at all, but I'm here to help you, and I am result-oriented. I'll be back tomorrow at noon. Divine all blessings. Ashe.
Get what's mine. Now I know that the chosen are few. There's no mountain I can climb, though the valley is so wide. I'll be always driving constantly through. So someday I'll find somewhere I can be free.
Thank you.